Wednesday show, Creation Light Ship Healing. And the day today is June 13th, 2018. So here we go. Let's clear the energy for the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That doesn't feel too bad. And again, let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So you should have some nice peace energy with you. And next, if you have a situation happening, we'll see if we can remedy that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And think of that situation or problem that you're having. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay. So we'll turn it over to Michelle, see what's cooking.
Hello, and welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night show, and welcome to Creation Lightship. So if anybody is interested, I know we usually have people who are on here quite a bit, and they've been around for quite a while, but if we have any newbies, if you want to send us an email, you are welcome to. And let me see, we have a new email address lately, actually, so it's clsquestions@bbsradio.com. I'll repeat that again. It's clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And if you want your email or question or comment to be anonymous, you are welcome to go to the fast chat page on www.creationlightship.com and just drop us a sentence, let us know what's on your mind, and we'll try to get to it on the show. And that will be anonymous. So, Ron, tonight what we have in the inbox is the first thing. It's a request for a healing. And what the person wrote is they say, for many years, something has had a stranglehold on my larynx or voice box. The throat doctor said it looks fine. When I try to sing, speak my truth, nothing comes out. Will you please help? Thank you.
Well, that seems a little different. Probably some implant thing going off. So here we go. Let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This will work for everybody if you have something connected there. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, we'll see what kind of comments we get on this. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh, wonderful. Thank you. And I actually have felt the same way in the past, so I believe that's gone now. I found it interesting that they wrote that when they try to speak their truth. That's fascinating. So I wonder also if the self-empowerment clearing would be very helpful, too, maybe for in the future.
Yeah, probably so, and maybe there's some anxiety there, as maybe they're going across, the line, we'll say, of being self-empowered, and the body maybe is rejecting that, or there's some implant in there. So I think maybe anxiety could be also a way to look at this.
Yeah, and there is an anxiety clearing. And I believe there is also an extreme anxiety clearing on the website. So there's two different forms of that. And it might just rely on your amount that you're feeling, that you feel which one would be more helpful to you. But, yeah, that's very interesting. Okay, thank you so much. That was great. Okay. So, okay, and we do have a special call coming up this weekend, so we want to talk about that, and then maybe we'll bring it up again later as well, or we'll definitely talk about it on the Friday show. So let me just see what we have here. It is going to be on the 16th. Okay, so today's the 13th, so this is going to be Saturday. It's a body organ restoration and revitalization session. Those are always great. There's a lot going on behind the scenes when Ron does those calls, so it's out. You always get a little bit more than what you're even hearing about or what you expect. So it's very beneficial. That's really all I can say, because everybody's different and everyone has a different experience. But it's $50 per attendee, which is a fantastic deal. So Saturday, June 16th, it'll be about a three-hour call. It starts at 1 p.m. and that's Pacific Standard Time. Okay. And the different things that we're going to, that Ron, he goes through different vital organs. So adrenal glands, appendix, spleen, liver, lungs, pancreas, all the different organs. He actually has a list that he follows, but then the doctors are also working on you on the light shift. So it's really good. And Ron,
and what typically happens for these specialized calls that I have, a lot of times the healing starts the day before. So for the people who are more in tune, we'll say, more sensitive, they may actually feel the energy starting to work the day before we even, you know, connect on Saturday. So I'll just indicate that, because some people actually comment on that off and on. They say, yeah, Ron, I felt the energy coming in, you know, on Friday, sometimes even Thursday for some of these calls. Maybe the person needs a lot more than what we could only give them, you know, in the three-hour call, but it does work that way sometimes. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, excellent. And that is good to know. So usually how that works is somebody goes on the website and they just send a $50 under donation, like there's a PayPal knob on there, so you press on PayPal. And you can actually use your credit card, or if you have PayPal, you can do PayPal. And you give a $50 donation, and when you receive the receipt, you email it to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and then he will send you back the particular phone number and PIN code for the call. And then you're welcome to call in a few minutes before the call is actually supposed to start. There's usually some preparation music being played that brings in the energy. And, yeah, those are really wonderful. So I know many people are familiar with them, but if you are a newbie, it's a fantastic call to get on. And it also says in the paperwork, if you got their email, to prepare 8 glasses of water, and those will be charged throughout the session for your use, personally for you, to help in whatever capacity you need that help in.
And also on the PayPal link, if you go to the bottom, it's probably set up to send you back to the website. I think it'll say return to merchant. So if you go down to the bottom, then after you do the payment or during the payment process, it'll say return to merchant. And then automatically the phone number and the PIN will be on a web page that we have on creationlightship.com. So it'll bring you right there to that page, which will indicate and tell you what the phone number and PIN number is. If you don't have that, then you can just send me an email with the receipt, but typically it should work that way also. So back to you. And typically you may not get an email, a second email sent to you. So we'll just see how PayPal is working with that. Sometimes it gets a little confusing, but either way, if you get it, great. If not, then, you know, you can send me the information. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. So it says here, somebody just wrote this in, I felt it release down into my rib cage. I find when I cannot get my words out, I am bombarded with different kinds of shapeshifters. Release them. It helps so much. Yay. I wonder if there's something going on also in the lungs or the rib cage. There's a whole system, obviously, when you breathe or you speak. So there's a lot going on there. But, yeah, that's great. Good. Is there anything else that you wanted to do with that, Ron?
Yeah. Boy. Uh, I'm trying to see. I'm sure timeline crashing would help, but it feels like you got connected with something about the age of five. So maybe you got scared, or maybe your parents beat you or did something which brought in these other energies. So you may want to do timeline crashing at the age of five for maybe speaking your truth or something. And if you do that, I would probably do it, since this is quite a advanced type of situation that you're going through, and you're actually feeling these things come in or knowing that they're in. I'd probably do it week by week, so I'd do 52 weeks at the age of five. And I'd probably crash each one maybe for each week for probably an hour. So back to you.
Okay, each week, okay, so 52 weeks for an hour since you were five, for the whole, from your life now since you were five, 52 weeks for each year.
Yeah, so it'd be 52 hours of clearing, and see if that helps.
Wow, okay, interesting. And is that the suggestion for the particular person that wrote in, or for everyone?
It would work for everyone if you have that condition, and we can just see how it works. It could be also used for, like, if a situation occurs, and maybe you need to get paralyzed, or you're very fearful about something. I don't want to go there for whatever reason, you know, then you may want to do the same thing, but it might be a different age, you know. So if you could figure out an age that this happened to you, it'd be a different situation typically, and do the same thing. So back to you.
Well, that is... It is fascinating what you're saying, because it has been said that if a person feels fear, and a lot of times that is of speaking up or speaking their truth, then they will feel that constriction in the lungs. So it's very interesting that part of the body has to do with that emotion. So then the fear clearing would be very helpful. And I personally noticed that after I did the fear clearing, it did release a lot of energy in my lungs and opened up quite a bit. So that's really interesting.
Yeah, and it could be a past life thing. I could share this. I did it once before sharing this, but there was some parents came to me with your young child. I can't recall the age. I'll just say it's like two or three or whatever, when the child gets potty trained, you know, and you're trying to potty train the child. So the boy would not go near the toilet, and he was, anyway. So you know what happens at that point. So the parents are getting very, very frustrated because they'd go into the bathroom and start crying, you know, and even go to the bathroom in the bathroom, but he wouldn't go near the toilet. So I checked it out, and I said, well, here's what happened. The boy has a past life issue of having an outhouse, and there was a snake in there. And when he sat on the outhouse to go to the bathroom, a snake bit him in the butt. So naturally, he didn't like that, and that got passed on to this lifetime. So naturally, the little boy didn't want to sit on the toilet. You know, makes perfectly good sense to me. So I cleared that energy away, and he got potty trained pretty quick. So back to you, Michelle.
Wow, so fascinating. Yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, well, that's interesting, Ron. Okay, so if somebody, let's say there's something going on, and it makes no sense for this lifetime, and you suspect that it was a past lifetime thing, what healing would you run for yourself to deal with that? Just the fear, or how would you do that?
Well, it'd probably be a fear situation. Remember, if it comes up in this lifetime, then if you do your whole lifetime clearing let's just say that this the boy had the same scenario or similar, and he's like 10 years of age, right? And he was in fear of something in the bathroom, okay? We'll just say that. We'll just change it over. We'll say that this boy was 10 years of age, and he never wanted to take a shower, but he would go into the bathtub. And so with that situation, it would be some type of past life situation where water was coming onto his head, and maybe something fell, maybe in a waterfall, and maybe a canoe came over the waterfall, you know, and hit him in the head and caused brain damage or something, you know. Or maybe a log came and hit him in the head. So, you know, that's the water hitting you on the head with the shower and causing damage and problems for you. So if that was the case, then you would, you know, the fear clearing could help because you're in fear of the water hitting the top of your head. So you could do a fear clearing for that. I don't think anxiety would even, you know, come close to helping you out, but the fear would. And some people get paralyzed when they have to do something. You know, they just can't do it. It'd be like going to school and you need to stand in front of all your classmates, and there's probably 30 of them looking at you, and you have to read out loud or something, and you just freeze up. So why would you freeze up? Well, you know, maybe in a past life situation happened where you had to do a speech and you couldn't do it, and people laughed at you, or maybe you had to give this speech, and it was dealing with maybe, you know, maybe over in Europe with, you know, how landlords are and stuff. And by you not doing the proper speech, you know, maybe they killed your brother or sister or one of your parents because you couldn't perform the duty that was given to you. Maybe you had to be like a, in a sense, like an attorney will say, and make the person innocent who you're trying to help, and you couldn't do a good enough job so that the king or queen or whoever was there, the landlord, you know, said, well, no, it doesn't equate. I can't pardon this person. We're going to chop their head off. So, you know, another way of looking at it. So you need to look at that fear and clear it. And the whole lifetime clearing can do that. After it's resurfaced in this lifetime, the whole lifetime clearings that we have will be very beneficial to help you out. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, great. So if you think it's particularly a past life, do you need to write that in there, that the fear is from a past life, or do you just clear what you know the fear is?
I would just clear it as this lifetime because it will clear that out of you. It, you know, if it's really strong, you might want to do seven generational stuff. But normally, that should clear because it just resurfaced, you know, in this lifetime. So it was under, it was dormant until you activated it, so you can clear it. I don't think you have to go into past life clearings or anything else. That'd be the seven generational one. You only use those when you have special problems. So just doing the whole lifetime one should take care of it normally. I'd say probably 90% of the time it'll take care of it. And all you put down is like fear of something. You know, fear of the shower, taking a shower, a fear of this, fear of that. And that should help you. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right. Well, somebody wrote in. Okay. They said, you are so right on, so it must be what you're talking about right now. I told my kindergartner's teacher something that happened at my house the night before, and she told my parents, and I was told never to talk to anyone about things that happen at the house at night, but that memory came in loud and clear, so grateful. So I'm not sure if that was about talking about a fear that had occurred in the past or what, but it's best to, yeah, just clear it and not re-talk about it, especially with new people. Okay, good. All right, well, let's see here. Okay. Now, also on the 30th, Ron has another special call in case people want to prepare for it, and that's the Spirit in the Box clearing. We've talked about it a little bit. It's also happened twice before, but I believe it's always good to do more because for many of us, especially if we're aware enough to be interested in creation lightship, I think we've probably all been here several lifetimes, to say the least. And so there's probably quite a bit of spirit floating around that we have left from other lifetimes and stuff. So Ron will go and find all those, and it just makes you feel better and better. It's fantastic. You feel more like yourself. It's really helpful.
Yeah, we'll probably do maybe, I don't know. I think it takes about a half an hour to clear and to rescue one of the boxes that part of your puzzle piece, part of your spirit's in. So we could probably maybe do six boxes for that call. Because we have to take the spirit, locate it, revive it in a sense, find out what we have to do to do a healing on it, and then from there do a spirit integration with you. And, de-traumatize the spirit. And I wouldn't really recommend, if you're on the call, to actually look at what we're doing, because it could probably traumatize you as you see the condition of what they have done to your spirit. So back to you.
Yeah, maybe just really feel what's going on. But, hey, Ron, when we do these really fantastic calls, is it better to receive a healing? Like, do you receive more of a healing, or does it not matter? If you are really relaxing, maybe even possibly lying down, do you get more of a healing in your body or stuff pulled out of your body?
So I guess you're asking if you're just really quiet in the room and maybe you're laying on your bed or couch or something, compared to cutting the lawn or something, or doing some dishes, listening to the call. You will probably have a quicker integration, if you're just still. So, and most people, are still and are relaxed when the calls are going on because they want to hear what's happening and they want to feel in their body, what's happening too. So if you're busy doing something, you're not going to be able to really feel what's happening to you. So personally, I wouldn't do anything. I would just lay back and relax. So back to you.
Yeah, great. And so sometimes it is helpful if you just fall asleep or whatever. But, yeah, that's really good to know. I've kind of always wondered. I suspected that much because I have found that to be how it is, that I'm just more aware, simply. But thank you for clarifying that. Okay, so this next email, somebody wrote in, it's about property, some property that they have. They said, after doing the prosperity jumpstart, I had a good offer to sell one lot of inherited land. It's mostly occupied. They had to do some stuff with the government, so they actually didn't sell it just yet. And they're wondering, what clearing suggestions would you give to speed up this particular process? They have already done the deceased loved one for their father. He died 6 years ago. I assume they let us know that because the father had owned the land. So, yes, it was inherited. So anything
okay,
else
yeah,
you would suggest?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, you know that energetic cordings never go away, and they're on timelines. So maybe your father, we'll just say, has had the property for 40 years, okay, before he died. And he loved the property and, didn't want to do anything with it because he liked the property. And so his energy is attached to the property of probably not wanting to sell it. Okay? And so you need to release the energy from him on timelines from the past that connects him to the property so you could sell it. Remember, energetic cording doesn't go away. I mention this all the time to people. That's the same with timeline crashing. You want to timeline crash that. Because once you have a thought, it doesn't matter whose thought it is, and now you're dealing with somebody else's thoughts about the property, you know, you need to release that. Maybe, for instance, before he passed on, he was hoping that you would have the property and maybe develop it and have a house on it for yourself. And that was his mindset. So then all that's connected to the property as an energetic cording. And that's going to prevent you from selling it, maybe because he wants you to put a house on it. So what would you do? You'd have to do timeline crashes on it. And also, and you might know what his thoughts were about it. So you want to do timeline crashes on that, and you want to release him from the property. And then the property would probably sell much easier. And then, going a little further in the paranormal realm, who else is on the property living that's invisible? Okay. So, let's just say that, you know, you have Native American Indians, we'll say, living on the property, and they love the property, and it's not developed, and all of a sudden now you want to develop this property, and they're going to be kicking them off the property, because maybe they're going to cut down all the trees to put a house up or something. So now you need to make peace with the North American Indians so that they can go somewhere else, because you're actually going to be making them, in a sense, homeless. And they probably are there protecting, you know, the trees and nature and living there, even though you don't see them. So back to you.
Oh, my gosh, that's interesting. Fascinating. Yes, you never know what could happen. So there's also an energetic cording people clearing, energetic cording places clearing, energetic cording objects clearing, although I don't know if that would really apply. And then there's also entity clearing. So there's a lot of good ideas there. Thank you. And then the location clearing, maybe you just put the lot number in there because things are plotted out as lot numbers. So, yeah, you could always do the location clearing for entities, and there's all sorts of energetic, there's like a drop-down list in that one. That one's really good. I love that location one. It's fantastic clearing. Works really great, and I've also done it if people have little critters, maybe like in their basement or in their house, and they go away. So, amazing. Okay, so Ron, the next one says, hello, Ron and CLS crew. I am wondering if you have any suggestions for trouble with decision-making. I find myself overcomplicating things and getting some major self-doubt and brain fog when I have to make decisions.
Well, the Mind Loop 1 could help. Might want to do the self-empowerment clearing. It seems more like, you know, like a responsibility type clearing, you know? I don't know what I have on the website, but, you know, it could go in that direction. So what do you think, Michelle?
Let's see here. There is one of the free healings, which is now a $10 a month donation, and I believe it is specifically for brain fog. And let me find out exactly how that is listed on the website so we can tell people, especially for newbies, because we haven't talked about it for a little while, but If you go on the front page of the website on the left-hand side, it says 16 clearings bundle, and there's a bunch of great ones in there. So if you click on that, it's just a $10 donation, and that'll cover you for the month from the date when you sign up to the next date when you sign up. Or actually, I'm not sure if it's from the beginning of the month to the beginning of the month. It may be. I have to reread this, but I believe that is actually how it is. But anyway, there's all these feelings on there, and one of them says, oh, the very bottom, alien mind fog removal. So that might help. It's also interesting. Yeah, mind loop one. I wonder if it's, gosh, what would you do for somebody who has, they just have maybe not the confidence to take the risk of deciding on one thing as opposed to another because they want to leave their options open? So would that be self-empowerment?
Yeah, maybe. I would think so, you know.
Yeah.
And let's see if anybody has tried that clearing who's listening to see what they've done, because that's kind of a thing that a lot of people have, you know.
It totally is. And actually, I kind of vaguely recall, because I have done it but a while ago, but I believe indecisiveness is one of the choices in the drop-down menu, and that really worked great for me. So, yeah, if you're indecisive, you'll want to, you know, kind of, what else can I do? Maybe I'm hungry. I need to eat. I know some people do that sometimes, but they're not really hungry. They just, their mind, you know, kind of wanders. So, want to bring it back. So yeah, that's a good one. Indecisiveness, that is a choice in the self-empowerment clearing, I'm pretty sure. And if it's not, you can write it down, because they always leave it open to put in your own custom healing that you want done. Okay. So that is fantastic. All right. So that was for overcomplicating things. Yeah, it's kind of a risk when you take a choice because, you know, let's say you have a choice of two or three things. And it's like, well, you know, if you choose one, the others are out, and you want to think about it a little bit. But if it goes on for too long, then you can have missed an opportunity there as well. So it's good to be able to make choices quickly and clearly. Okay, so let's see here. Well, let's talk about some healings that we don't talk about a lot. I'm going to go through the list because there's so many good ones, and I always like to kind of bring them up every now and then. So let's just go here and see if there's one that we haven't discussed a lot. We can hear what you have to say about it, Ron. So, you know what's always an interesting one, and I think it might be something a lot of people would be interested in, is the abandonment clearing. You want to talk about that a little bit, Ron?
Yeah, that's normally, that clearing is useful when, you know, someone passes on and is no longer here. So that's a good way to use that clearing. Or you're in a relationship and the relationship, you know, ends. Or maybe you somehow had an animal, dog or cat, die. So all those are kind of valid, you know, for that process. So, yes, the abandonment one is a big clearing. Mm. So back to you.
Yeah, it's easy to feel abandoned, especially if you're, you know, something happened like that when you're very young and you don't have the mental or emotional capacity to deal with your feelings or emotions. And so I suspect that at some point in everyone's evolution or times on the planet that, you know, something like that has happened. It's very comforting. You feel less lonely, really. And another one that I like to talk about every now and then is, could you explain for newbies or anybody who might be interested, the magnetic and twisted body alignment healing? what that one does. It's $150. It's not by your age. It's just a flat price. And I know when I was first introduced to CLS, I heard it on one of the stations or one of the shows that you mentioned. It would be a good one to do fairly early in your, if you're doing, you know, different clearings.
Yeah, that clearing helps your energetic bodies get into alignment with your spirit. So that's what it basically does. So, I'll do a sample of that right now. So here we go. We'll take the body that you have that's the most whacked out. Okay. So here we go. Remember the energetic bodies and things can be sideways, upside down, backwards, also, much like your spirit. So I'll take the one that's the most whacked out for you. And I'll see if I can get it back into alignment for you. So I'll count to 100 to do that. Everybody kind of like just sit back and relax here. Take a deep breath. And we'll start in 15 seconds. Here we go. So counting to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, and just see how that feels. Oh, back to you, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Ron. Now, will that one work on the archives?
It'll work three times, yeah.
Okay, great. So that's a really important
it'll be the same. Yeah, it'll be the same body, that would be worked on.
Okay. But as you said, it was the one that we would all individually need the most. So that's really important. Oh. Well, I'm trying to update my inbox, and because I just got a notification that we got two emails, but I just don't really see them, so I'm going to try and press a couple buttons here, see what's going on. Okay, but in the meantime, let's see if there's another one that might be interesting. I'm looking under different headlines, so if it says like advanced, or that last one was for invisible body clearings. Oh, and also about the magnetic and twisted body ones, I believe that you mentioned once if somebody had done a healing, like let's say they did the emotional or the mental or something, but they weren't quite sure if they had any kind of a change or anything different happened, that it might be a good idea to do the magnetic twisted body one because it would bring that, yes, more integrated in the body and more into alignment. And then you would really, it would just work better for you. Okay.
And really, typically I'd say after you use about a half a dozen whole lifetime clearings, then you would want to, do that. Just doing it on one clearing, you probably don't want to go that way. But, at least get some clearings under your belt. And then do that clearing, and it's like having a brand new clearing over again for each energetic body.
Yeah, good. And I do know people who do it every now and then. So once they have it, I believe there's a unlimited version that you can get, as well. And then you run it every now and then, especially if you do extra clearings to help integrate each one. And there's a faster way to do it because there are 108 bodies. So if you want to do, instead of each one body and then turn it on again, it goes off, turn it on again, you can do, after your name, you can write body 1 through 10 and then run it for 60 minutes. And then do body 11 through 20, run it for 60 minutes. I believe that that was one method of actually making it go a little smoother and faster at one point. Okay, well, the person that we just talked about the property with, they wrote back. They said, thank you, you are so right. 50 years ago, my father, as a lawyer, had dealt with Indian people on the land and to have this property. They had wanted the property. He had and his father was very much attached to it. I am in Sao Paulo. Thank you so much. So that's in Brazil.
Great.
Yeah, really cool. It's always interesting to know, you know, we have different people all around the world. It's very fascinating. So thank you, listener. I hope that the suggestions work for you.
Is the person, you say, in Brazil?
Yeah.
Where the land is?
Okay,
yep. Well, Brazil is a hot spot for aliens, okay? So you may also want to, I don't know how you would do this, but we'll just say if you could, I'm sure you could figure out a way, you know, tell the aliens that you want to sell the property and see if they would release it. You don't know what's there energetically. Remember, they're on a different timeline. And so that gets more into the paranormal stuff, but I was going to bring that up, and I just thought I'd better not. And now you say it's in Brazil. Well, yeah. So I should have followed through talking about that, about aliens. I just didn't want to bring that up. Because remember, they've been here before you. And they could have some artifacts buried there. To you, it'd be energetic, but to them, it's physical. And you might want to consider that. So, back to you.
Wow, that's interesting, because I have been to Brazil a couple times, and I was actually shown a map speaking specifically about that. So, but that was a long time ago, and hopefully a lot of that has been disseminated by this point. So, but that's very interesting, and yes, of course, there's always things that can be done. So, I just came across another email, and this is something that we're going to have eventually up on the website so people can remember to do it, but I wanted to go over it in case anyone wanted to write some of these down. Okay, so basically different commands that are said aloud at bedtime or while doing clearing to help things integrate or go a little bit faster. So one of them is, I command my spirit to be in my body and stay in my body while I sleep. I think we may have heard that one before, and that's a really good one. Another one is...
That could help, yeah. That's good to say that. Can't guarantee your spirit won't leave, but at least you got the message across. Maybe your spirit will leave because it may see itself as fabricated, not knowing, or even you, not knowing that you're not real on the timeline, but it may see you as being real, and since you're sleeping, it will see you having another life, a parallel life, and it will leave because maybe you're having a situation, drama, trauma, car accident, etc. Remember, that's what you have when you have the dreams, typically. You wake up with sometimes an awful situation that you brought back. So your spirit will go there to help give you, say, information or to help your body out during this process. So anyway, that's why your spirit leaves, because you're sleeping. It it could never be communicated. You know, it can't communicate with you because, you know, you're not conscious. So it does look for a body that's conscious, having a life, and that's why your spirit leaves you. But talking about it, telling it that you want it to stay here, even though you're sleeping, is very good. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. So we actually have another one for sleeping as well. This one says, I command my spirit to connect to the mind of my body for a restful, uninterrupted sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give all those shots, see what happens, you know?
Yeah. And, okay, the next one says, I command my body, chakras, aura, spirit, and this home, all to be kept real and on the CLS New Earth Now.
Okay, that's pretty good. But remember, on the New Earth, you have no chakras.
Mm-hmm.
They don't exist. And so you don't need to indicate that.
Okay. So would you just say, I command my body and spirit and home?
Yeah, to be in the now, which will be on the new earth. Remember, you're automatically on the new earth when you're in the now, where you're not on a timeline. Or time is not, you know, working for you, you know. You're not controlled by time. And that's when you're in peace. So you want to be peaceful in the now. That's kind of another way of stating it. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. All right, so the next one says, I command to stay connected to the light beings doing my online healings over the internet.
Nope, you can't do that.
No?
Light beings cannot be corded.
Oh.
Nope, if you're trying to cord a light being to give you something, and no, it doesn't. There's no cordings in light.
Okay. Well, good to know. I'm glad we're going through these because I know some adjustments can be made then, and then we kind of, you know, refine it to what works best for everybody. Okay, and then the next one says, I command creation light shift healings now to be integrated into my body.
Well, that one won't work either. Reason why is because everything's in the now. So that means that if you had a healing on the website, we'll say 5 minutes ago, and you're attempting to bring the past 5 minutes ago to your present moment with a command, it doesn't work. All healings work in the present moment, so you can't bring anything from the past or the future into you. And you cannot bring any healing from the past into you because everything works in the moment. So normally, you know, the mental energy there to kind of figure out something to be beneficial, you're dealing with mind energy, and it's not the same. You know, the mind energy will push you off on tangents. And everything's in the now. So remember, once you do a clearing and you're looking at that timer counting down, there's no record of the clearing that happened 5 seconds ago. Everything works in the now. And you know, will understand that when you do the mind of heart drop, because there's no past and you can't think. Because you're in the present moment. There's no record or recall of anything from the past. And what happens when you do a clearing, it clears you out of your past, and that's it. You have a new present reality in the now without the baggage from the past. Unless you choose to go in and recreate it. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good to know. So now we know which ones work and which ones don't, and we can put some of these you know, possibly on the website or something like that, maybe a fast chat so that people can use them. But there's basically like the first two, I believe. So we will go over that. Awesome. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay.
So if you are having a situation or a concern of a situation, we'll say that it's fear. You did a whole lifetime fear clearing. And now you're realizing that you have fear of something. Okay, that's a brand new fear that's come upon you. It was in your DNA, buried, and somehow it got activated in you from whatever, maybe watching a movie or something, or somebody else brought you onto their timeline that was a fearful timeline. So now you're dealing with fear. That's why you have the unlimited version when you purchase that for additional $50. And then you can go in and clear that present fear that you're dealing with. You can't, in a sense, mentally go back and say, well, I did the fear clearing, so I'm going to do it over again here and put in, you know, my whole lifetime of that fear. No, you just go in and get the unlimited and clear the fear that you had, you know, maybe an hour ago or whatever. A lot of people do it once a week, or they write down what's going on, or just do it instantly. Go in and get the unlimited, and you just pop it in there. 30 seconds, once you're on that page, it's done. So, you know, that's the way the clearings are made to work. So, back to you.
Okay. Well, great. And just as a reminder, we do have another call coming up on Sunday. So we have the Oregon Intensive on Saturday. And then on Sunday the 17th, we have the one of the Sunday calls. So if anyone has not done the previous Sunday, they can jump on this call. And you can find out how to do that on the website. You just click on it, and it shows you the drop-down menu on what different things are offered. Okay, so I'm just seeing if there's any new stuff that has come in.
Yeah, also, on the unlimited version, let's just talk about that fear situation, okay? So you found a fear, you know, saw a movie, you got afraid. So now you have a fear clearing, or a fear, so you... That fear is in the present moment going forward, okay? Because if you would have had it to begin with, it would have been cleared on your whole lifetime clearing. So let's just say that you have fear of snakes, okay? So you see a movie, and you don't know that you're afraid of snakes, but you see a movie and you see a rattlesnake, and you go, oh, boy, I'm in fear of this rattlesnake. Boy, you see that tail rattling, you know? Well, that just got brought into your reality right now. It wasn't in your reality in the past, so you don't need to do a whole lifetime clearing on it, because it doesn't exist there, okay? It started to exist, and it became manifested when you brought it forward from your DNA. So you don't have to go into the past to do it, because it's not there. So let's just say that you're 50 years of age and you see this snake. Well, for 50 years of your life, there's no issue with snakes. This happened when you turned 50 and you saw the snake with the rattlesnake, okay? So that's what you want to clear right then and there, is to get it out of your life, because it'll be with you from 50 years of age until you die. So by doing the clearing on the unlimited version, then it'll clear that out and you're done. You don't have to go back thinking that rattlesnake was activated and in you, okay, from the previous 50 years going back to birth. It's not there. It just became imprinted in the present moment when you saw the movie and you saw the rattlesnake, okay? It's like having a brand new life, and now you got the life with the rattlesnake with you. So, you know, don't waste your time going back to the whole lifetime clearing and trying to do it over again. Just, you know, purchase the unlimited. Go in there and put down fear of rattlesnake and clear it, and it's gone. So back to you.
Okay, excellent. Well, Ron, I think that is actually the end of our show for tonight.
Okay, so let's do the Mind to Heart drop, everybody. And tomorrow we have our Thursday call at 5:30 Pacific, and we get rid of alien critters that are living with you, your replicas, causing you physical problems. So here we go. Let's do the Mind to Heart drop. And you need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. Remember, making you real is in the present moment. That will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Turn over again. I'm sorry. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the counting actually gave you more horsepower. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.